Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Stevenson. As you heard me mention before the break, surprise, there's a group of people, probably more than anybody else, that wants a budget pass. Not that we all don't want a budget pass, but for school districts, it's been a pretty dire situation. So a number of them are trying to spread the word as they can, about 390 of them, in fact, and District 205 is part of that. And Galesburg Superintendent Ralph Grimm is one of those making the plea, I guess, and he joins us here in studio tonight. Good evening, Ralph. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you tonight?
I am very well. Aside from having to deal with these weighty issues, I know you're getting close to retirement. Are you ready to go yet?
Well, I still enjoy coming to work every day and working with teachers and kids, but the thing that I'm not going to miss is this constant battle over a budget and funding and whether we're going to have enough money to pay our bills.
And you've been an administrator for a long time, and it seems like this, especially in the last couple of years, obviously, it's come up, but it's come up quite a bit regardless of who's been governor, right?
Well, it has, and it really is a sad state of affairs, and it's a horrible position for the state of Illinois to be in. Things have gotten progressively worse the last 6 or 7 years. We had proration of general state aid, which cost Galesburg District 205 $8.6 million over that six-year period of time. Currently, we're not receiving payment of our mandated categoricals. Those mandated categoricals are things that the state mandates that we do. They require us to do it, and they provide some modicum of reimbursement for us incurring those expenses. We haven't received any of that reimbursement for this year, which for us is putting a significant strain on our cash flow.
How much are you owed right now?
Approximately $2.1 million.
Wow. And, you know, and having covered school districts for a long time, I know you can dip into reserves and you probably have a decent amount of cash there, but you can't do that forever.
Well, the district has deficit spent for 10 years, and the reserves went from $25 million to where we are now, which is somewhere around $5.5 to $6
million. Wow.
So those are going to be spent down fairly quickly. And let me just say that, you know, districts accumulate cash so that they can continue to offer quality programming during times of economic difficulty, like we've seen in the state for the last several years. And so it's reasonable to spend down those reserves. Where we find ourselves the last 2 years, though, is knowing that those reserves are going to run out very soon, and dealing with the reality of continued deficit spending would drain those reserves to zero, and then we really don't have any options.
I was going to say, how soon do you think the rest of that money will run out if you've had $25 million in the last 10 years and you're down to the last fifth of that? That time is running out.
Well, you know, we initiated some significant cuts over the last 2 years to try and stretch those reserves another year or two to hopefully make it through this budget situation in Springfield. But what we didn't count on was the state not paying us the mandated categorical money. We budgeted for that money. We expected to receive that money, and we have not received it.
And all indications must have been at some point that you were going to get that
exactly,
money.
Exactly. And so now we find ourselves needing to dip further into our reserves to cover that loss of payment. Now, we probably will get that money at some point, but that some point in the future could be next year, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. And our immediate concern is how do we pay payroll through June 30 of this current year?
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I'm sure this is a question you probably hear a lot. And I know when we do stories about school district spending around here, you know, the question always comes up, oh, why can't we cut administrators and leave teachers in the classroom? It seems I know for a fact that the district has done that in past years, and cutting teachers isn't always necessarily because of budget concerns.
Well, our enrollment's been declining. We've documented that. It's well documented. Part of our reductions have been to right-size the district. There is a significant amount of work that all the administrators do, much like our teachers are expected to do more and more. There have been reductions to administrators. There have been reductions made to teachers. It's more noticeable when we look at the numbers of teachers who are RIFT, because the category teachers makes up the largest category of employees that we have. Mm-hmm. We've also cut support staff, and you know, we've slowed spending down in some other areas. And I get it. I understand that You know, everybody wants to know, you know, well, what do administrators do? Well, I would invite anyone who has that question to come and follow any one of the administrators that work in District 205 for a full day to see exactly the wide array of things that they're being asked to deal with on a daily basis.
You were part of a news conference that I think was held in the Quad Cities last week on this issue, and maybe it's just the skeptical news reporter in me, but I have a big problem with the word grassroots. But they're calling this a grassroots initiative that's just simply called Pass Illinois Budget. There's a social media campaign and all this sort of thing. Talk a little bit about that, and do you really think that'll make a difference?
Well, there's a couple of things that have happened. The events that I participated in last week were for a group called Fix the Formula.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of those two press events was to promote the new evidence-based funding model as an alternative to our current funding model, which we believe is ineffective. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked for quite a while. So we did those two press events, and I presented on the evidence-based model. And then Tuesday evening last week, we began to receive word of this, quote, grassroots effort to pass the budget. And since last Tuesday evening, we have over, I believe, 400 superintendents and approximately 70% of the districts who represent public school students have signed on to this initiative to simply encourage the legislators to do the number one job that we sent them to Springfield to do, and that's put together a budget, a truly balanced budget and not some smoke and mirrors budget that they say is balanced on paper, and provide for the basic services that residents of Illinois expect and deserve. And certainly, in my opinion, chief among those is providing for a high-quality education for every public school student in the state of Illinois.
So short-term, the fix, for lack of a better term, is to get a budget passed now, and then I'm guessing work on maybe changing to this evidence-based model that we've been hearing talked about in the legislature. I think, is that part of Senator Menard's?
It is. It is, and it's a great question. The idea is obviously to get a budget. We haven't had a state budget for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We had a partial budget, I think, for the first 6 months of this fiscal year for a state budget. K-12 education has had an appropriation bill, a budget, if you will, for general state aid. So we've been receiving our general state aid, and that's a good thing because without that, we truly would be in a deeper crisis situation than we find ourselves in now. So objective number one is to get a state budget, because what most people don't realize, when we don't have a state budget, many of the public services that are supported by that public budget are being picked up now by District 205 staff. And our teachers are going well above and beyond to meet all of the needs of our students, as our administrators, our kitchen and our cafeteria workers, our special ed staff. So we need to get this budget passed so that all of Illinois works for the betterment of all citizens. And then we need to really focus our efforts on promoting this evidence-based funding model, because we truly believe that that is a model that will better serve the needs of all students in Illinois.
We only have a few seconds left, and we could talk about this all night, I'm sure, but who's to blame here? Is it the governor? Is it the Speaker of the House? Is it the Democrats? Is it the comptroller? Is it all of the above? And to that end, you know, Galesburg has a relatively new state representative that still is trying to probably figure all this out as much as anybody.
You really are trying to get me to go out with a bang.
There's enough
blame to go around, but
yeah.
but certainly we need to have the legislative leaders, the four legislative leaders and the governor, get in a room, hammer out a budget, present it to the rank and file membership in a timely manner so that they can study it, they know what they're voting on, and then put it to a vote. Let's have a vote on something, up or down.
I used to work in Springfield, and my state capitol reporter at the radio station I worked at used to say they can't even agree on the shape of the table. They'll negotiate that. So it seems like it's going to be easier said than done these days. Color me skeptical.
Well, I share some of that, but the question that I ask is, aren't our students worth it? Haven't they waited long enough? Haven't our citizens of this state waited long enough to get a basic budget passed that, again, provides for basic services? I think the time is beyond past. And part of what we want to do is encourage our people, our citizens and our district stakeholders, to contact our local legislators and encourage them to do the one thing, the primary thing we send them to Springfield to do, and that's provide for services and for the citizens of Illinois.
I'll wait till your absolute last day on the job so you can really go out with a bang. But Ralph Grimm, superintendent of Galesburg District 205, thanks as always for coming in. And like I said, we could talk about this all night, but maybe at some point we'll pick up the conversation.
Thank you so much, and thanks for all you do for us.